This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إخواني أخواتي, dear brothers and sisters, أحبتي في الله, يقول المولى عز وجل مخاطبا نبيه عليه الصلاة والسلام في سورة التوبة: خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this ayah in Surah At-Tawbah by saying, take, O Muhammad, from their wealth a charity by which you purify them and cause them increase, and invoke Allah's blessings upon them. Verily your invocations are a source of comfort, are a source of reassurance for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take some money as a charity, in the form of a charity, to take this charity from community members, wealthy, those who are wealthy, those who are supposed to pay the zakat. And it is really important to know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, Habibuna alayhi salatu wa salam, was not supposed to spend this money on himself. He was not supposed to put this money in his pocket, nor spend it on his family. It was not permissible for him, nor for his family, to benefit from zakat money. It's haram for them to benefit from zakat money. It was supposed to be spent to support some groups within the society, within any particular community, within any local community. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these groups by name in Surah At-Tawbah, ayah 60. Anyone who wants to know about the people who are supposed to receive zakat, he should go to ayah 60 to check ayah 60 in Surah At-Tawbah. Now let's talk about the beautiful meanings of the word zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started this ayah by saying to tahhiruhum. إذن من معاني الزكات الطهارة. One of the meanings, the beautiful meanings of zakat, is purification. It is a purification for our wealth from any potential haram income. In the same way, it is a purification for our hearts from greed and selfishness. When we give zakat, we send a message. It is a proof that we really own our money. We are the masters, not our wealth. One of the meanings of zakat is an-nama, min ma'ani zakat an-nama. An-nama in the Arabic language means growth and increase. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would increase and will cause the wealth of those who pay zakat to grow. And those who are charitable and they are familiar with zakat and sadaqah, and they pay zakat on a regular basis, and they pay sadaqah, are familiar, or they know what I am talking about, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would increase their wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would barakah in their business, in their wealth. As a matter of fact, one of the meanings actually of zakat, the word zakat, is barakah also. One of the meanings is barakah and salah. And barakah is blessing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless the wealth of those who pay zakat, and also He would bless their life, their business life, and maybe their family life. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لكل خير. So we hope that this beautiful meanings of the word zakat in the Arabic language would encourage everyone to, you know, practice this great ibadah, to relieve the hardship of those who need our help in the community, in the local community, or in other communities. And also encourage anyone who doesn't know the value of zakat, who doesn't know the status of this ibadah, this great ibadah, this great pillar of Islam, to be motivated, inshallah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, to calculate our zakat and pay it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ, that if you are grateful, He will be pleased with it. He will be pleased with our gratefulness. And the best way to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah of wealth is to spend some of it in His way, for His sake, to help our communities, to help those who are in need. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لكل خير والحمد لله رب العالمين وسنواصل بإذن الله. We continue talking about the fiqh of zakat or the rulings of zakat in the next حلقات. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.